When Alex Heat was 8 years old, she went to the Muni for the first time to see Peter Pan. But her experience went way beyond just watching the show. Her cousin Rachel Heat worked there as an usher captain and invited Alex and her sister to step into the harness and fly across the stage.
And we were like, yeah, of course. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to go up and try this?
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
It was exhilarating. It was so much fun getting to go back and forth.
Now Alex is 21, a college student, and an usher captain herself in her fifth summer at the Muni. She's following in the footsteps of not only her cousin Rachel, but also Rachel's brother Matthew and her dad, Mike Heat. Mike began ushering there in 1976 and stayed for 14 years.
If it weren't for, you know, growing up and having other responsibilities, I'd probably still be on. I'd joke around with Alex now. I'm like, can I work for you?
Mike's 18-year-old daughter, Sarah, is also a Muni usher.
Welcome to the Muni.
Thank you.
You guys need help finding your seat?
B57.
That's going to be down here. Do you want me to take you to your seat? There.
Okay.
The Heat family's love of the Muni goes way back to before Mike and his daughters were born. Mike's dad, Jim Heat Sr., remembers his first trip to the Muni Opera just before World War II.
I went to the opera with my mother and my Aunt Gussie, who lived with us. At that point in time, we went all the time to the free seats because in those days it was during the Depression and there was nothing else to do.
Jim Sr. was especially fond of tunes from Oklahoma and another musical called The Desert Song.
And desert is waiting, you know, that kind of thing. I just love the songs in it, but I'm not going to sing it.
Jim Sr. and his wife Irene didn't get to the Muni very often while starting their family in South County, but when their oldest child, Jim Jr., was 12, he inadvertently ended up there one summer night in 1963.
We had a neighbor that packed up his station wagon with a bunch of kids from the neighborhood and took us to the Muni.
The show that happened to be playing there that night was Damn Yankees.
This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else.
It was a baseball theme, so that probably hooked me in more than anything.
Ooh, gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
When Jim Jr.'s little brother Mike had his heart set on a summer job, it didn't hurt that family friend Denny Reagan was working his way up to the position he holds today, president and CEO of the Muni. Reagan says it's not just the Heats and their ushering. Other families pass down legacies of wardrobe or stagehand skills.
It's kind of the family business, so to speak, for a lot of St. Louis families.
The Muni door is open for upcoming generations of these families, including the Heats.
I would think there'll always be room for another Heat.
Alex and Sarah have a 7-year-old sister who may be next in line, and Alex imagines a future in which her own children carry on the Muni tradition.
Oh, they'll for sure be working here. For sure. I just couldn't see it any other way than having my family be brought up at the Muni like I was.
First you gotta have heart.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.
A great slugger we haven't got.